Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Courtney Thomas with a local news briefing. The first works have now started on the new $1.2 billion Bundaberg Hospital, bringing an extra 121 beds to the region. Local member Tom Smith says the community will now be able to see the delivery of his promise to deliver better healthcare services. The hospital is set to open in the second half of 2027. It's another scorcher today as the heatwave continues across much of Queensland. A severe heatwave warning is current until Friday for the Wide Bay and Burnett districts. It's as the mercury is expected to reach the mid-30s in both Bundaberg and Maribyrnong. Meantime, a pretty grim outlook from Griffith University's Professor Brendan Mackey.
Extreme rain and flooding will continue to get worse for decades to come as we have at least another 0.4 degree of global warming locked in.
The member for Burnett is taking on the youth crime crisis one snag at a time. Stephen Bennett is hosting a barbecue at Mary Kinross Park in Bargara this Friday, which he says to reclaim it from vandals and youth criminals. He says for too long, the beautiful parkland has been used for underage drinking and intimidating behaviour.
But look, we're not trying to demonise. We don't want to cause trouble with the youth. We want to understand their behaviours and then that they can have a conversation with the people that use this park about what we can all do to, you know, enjoy Mary Kinross.
He's encouraging locals to head down for an open discussion on the issues facing the community. It's as police data shows there have been more than 100 break-ins, 400 thefts and 150 assaults in the Wide Bay in the past month. And finally, it is a significant day for Fraser Island as it marks its 30th anniversary of its World Heritage listing. The World Heritage property covers more than 181,000 hectares, including Gari and several small islands off the island's west coast.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.